From the University of Alaska at College, this is Your University with your host, Dean Werner.
Music has long held a position as a universal language, but a professor at the University of Alaska is preparing a new listening program geared to primary age children in village schools. Music, who will continue her project this year on developing a music listening program for young pupils in village schools. Mrs. Brown will study at the University of Oregon, where she is studying for a doctorate in music arts. She was granted a sabbatical leave from the university for the next academic year, 1970-71, to complete her study. She says the basic music series, now being used for primary grade pupils, is geared to the average urban American pupil, but is not useful in bush schools. Mrs. Brown, how would you describe your approach to developing a new listening program for these youngsters?
This brings up a lot of extra problems. I remember very well when I was asked that same question by the University Committee on Graduate Studies at the University of Oregon. And their first question that came from this was, what's the matter with the series that are out now? My answer is nothing, that they're superb. Their listening programs are marvelous. But for the rural Alaskan child, they simply don't say what they should say. They have a language problem that the creators of those magazines and records simply aren't aware of. Their program kind of music is beautiful, and they cover wonderful things like the Schumann Kindersayen, but it doesn't speak to the child. When you talk about a rose garden and you give him a beautiful composition and talks about a garden, what does this say to the child whose backyard is the tundra, who couldn't grow a weed if he'd planted it deliberately? You see, these are the things that are not answered in these series, and the things that are incumbent on us as educators, music educators, to give to children in the bush schools. I've felt that theirs was substandard at best in their education in music. So in developing a program for these children, I found that I have to take very special care of the linguistics problem, that certain sound clusters that are common to you and I are foreign to them, so I have to be careful about what words I choose. I've found that in native music among the Alaskan Eskimo, there are some very strong related melodic ideas as well as rhythmic ideas in some of the music. I'm going to call this classical music, for lack of a better term. Music that has stood the test of time, if you will. But particularly the music of Debussy, that these children should know, they would know if they were in a city school. They would hear it frequently. And the children in the village just simply don't have this opportunity, with some sort of description that they understand. So this is the plan. It's not entirely innovative. It's innovative to the degree that it's going to be geared to these children, to hopefully their understanding, more an adaptation to what they know and what their surroundings are.
How long have you been working on this project?
Well, this has been in the back of my mind and in the process of becoming formulated for about the last 5 years. I've actually gotten into writing for, I suspect, about 10 or 12 months. It'll take me another year or more. Hopefully I can finish this in a year. If all I had to do was make the tapes, you know, this will be a one-to-one situation. Children with tapes and children with their own little workbooks and so on. This would be great, you know, you'd finish it up in a hurry. But this is a part of a dissertation, and so I also have to write reams and reams on why I'm doing everything.
Thank you. We've been talking to Greta Brown, Associate Professor of Music at the University of Alaska. This is Dean Werner.
This is Your University is a weekly recorded program produced by the Department of News Service in cooperation with radio station KUAC-FM. It's been brought to you by the station as a public service. This is the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service.